up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go, ready to do it again. Another round of great old time music here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Back to do it again. What a beautiful day we're having here in northern Minnesota. Man, I don't know where you're at, but we got sunshine, beautiful fall colors, the leaves are changing and all that good stuff. The wind has finally settled down after blowing like crazy for the last 10 days. Things are looking good, and here I am, stuck in the studio playing records. Ah, that's okay. It's only for an hour, and then I'll be out there doing stuff, because stuff needs to be done. Making that transition, of course, from summer to fall to winter. Oh, there's a lot to do around here. Anyway, let's get things rolling this week. How are you? It's a good question, and it's the name of the song. How are you? Here's the Imperials of Toledo.
Jak się masz, co słychać, nic nowego tu. These are words in Polish that I've learned from you. I love you very much, ja kocham cię. All the way from Poland, just to be my own. Polish girl, Warsaw girl, born in Katowice. Mówi bardzo dobrze, I'm so pleased to meet ya. Jedni dwa, one and two make three. These are words in Polish that you've taught to me. I've got me a Polish girl and her name is Yola. She eats Polish pickles, drinks the Pepsi Cola. Polish girl, Warsaw girl, born in Katowice. Mówi bardzo dobrze, I'm so pleased to meet ya. Daj mi buzi, pani. Polish girl, oh Polish girl, kiss me with you, honey. Aeroplane, sugar cane, in English they do rhyme. But say it again in Polish, it's samolot than słodki. Polish girl, Warsaw girl, born in Katowice. Mówi bardzo dobrze, I'm so pleased to meet ya.
See, there's a, we call that educational record there. We get educational credits for that one. Teach you a little Polish. Well, maybe not that much. I don't think you're going to be carrying on a conversation. But anyway, there you have it. The Imperials of Toledo, as we get things rolling on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Speaking of maybe picking up a little Polish, here's the Naturals and No Gonna Drink.
We'll be right back. белым спать без кем до пивницы. Вот шеха не выходца со мной, а я се храпаю.
Ой-ой-ой, не надо пить, но рано дрыть,
саново пить. Napijać wódkę.
Ojej, ojej, nie będę pić, nogą nadryć,
sanowo pić.
Ojej, ojej, nie będę pić, nogą nadryć, już do morda
idź ty, chłopaka, idź. Lepiej mnie ty, kurwa, cholero ty.
Cóż powiem wam, jestem pieskowym domu, to ja znam. Żona kolację mnie nie podaje, tylko ta cholera tak po głowie pije mnie.
Ojej, ojej, nie będę pić, nogą na drinks,
sanowo beskiet.
Ojej, ojej, nie będę pić, nogą na drinks, już na mor.
All right, that's a little wild, I'll admit it. There should have been some kind of a warning on that one, that it was a PG-17 or something. I don't know, the Natural's there. And no gonna drink here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And rolling along with the records here, I got a rare one coming up here after we talk about a World of Accordions museum. And I invite you to stop by, check it out. Superior, Wisconsin is the place. My guess is you're probably not planning on popping in there in the next 15 minutes or anything, but you could pay them a virtual visit. Ah, yes, you could. Worldofaccordions.org. It's just that easy to type it into your computer. You don't have to drive anywhere, wait for a wayside rest or nothing, man. Look at a lot of great photos of their museum. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas are on display at the World of Accordions Museum, not to mention their beautiful concert hall, their accordion repair and technician school, all sorts of displays, educational materials, their archive of stuff. Check it out, why don't you? Worldofaccordions.org. Maybe it'll inspire you to make a trip to Superior, Wisconsin, and pay them a visit when you get a chance, because it's pretty cool. You will be impressed. And even if you're not an old-time music fan, not a polka fan, I think you're going to dig the World of Accordions Museum. Check them out when you get a chance, worldofaccordions.org. Now, here's one you don't hear often. It's the Jeeba Boys Polka by the Pete Anop Orchestra. You think I pronounced all that right? Well, close enough for this show, anyway. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. I told you. You don't hear that one very often there. The Pete Anop Orchestra. I hope I said that right. And the Jeeba Boys Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Doing it again with another round of great old-time music. Glad you're able to join us for another show here. I want to mention, too, you can get in touch with us if you would like. You can call or text. That's one way to do it. You can actually call a phone number and actually leave a voice message. Because I can't always answer the phone. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this show because it's broadcast on a lot of different times on a lot of different stations. But you can call or text area code 218-259-2985. That is one way to do it. Or on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Or email oompahour@AOL.com. Any of those ways will get your message to us. If you'd like to make a request or a dedication or you have a question or whatever the case might be, we love to hear from folks. I think most of the messages we get are, I see that you played my dad or my grandpa or my great uncle's band on your show at some point. How can I get that record? We get a lot of those. You probably can't get that record. There's a chance it's been reissued on a CD somewhere along the way. And a lot of people find our playlists, which are all published online, and they might find a show from 6 years ago that had Grandpa's band in it or something. And we're glad to point you to where you can get the show and listen to it from the episode that had something you're looking for in it. So always glad to help out if we can. oompahour@AOL.com if you want to shoot us an email. All right, here's the Ivan Cale Band now. This is Old Time Polka number one. That's the Ivan Cale Band and Old Time Polka number one. Does that mean all the rest of their records, they could just label them as polka number two, polka number three? It'd be very, very convenient. And it'd be handy when you want to make a request. You know, do number six. Be a great system. Ivan Cale Band, anyway, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Says right here they are from Norwood, Minnesota. So go Norwood, wherever the heck that is. Now, here's another one we don't get to very often. I got kind of a weird stack of records for the show this week. Some of these are a little less common than others. I have In the Haystack by Frank Kowal Smith. That's what it says. Hey, I just read them, and then I play them.
We'll be right back.
Boy, you know, I may not be any sort of an expert, but I actually could see people dancing in my mind while that record was playing there. That is Frank Kowal Smith there in the haystack here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, by the way, and his orchestra is on that record, too. I'm glad you're with us for another show. I have no complaints today. What is the deal with that? I always feel like I'm disappointing you when I do a show, and I don't have anything to whine about. We're out of milk. Okay, that's the best I got, is I came home for lunch, I finished the milk, we're out of milk. Which means I either have to go to the store or have my wife buy some on the way home. That's like the big deal. We're out of milk. And we're almost out of Halloween Oreos, too, and that can be serious. My grandson loves them. At first, I didn't think he was going to go for it, because he's four, and he's a little OCD. He's very particular about everything. And he saw the orange... they got the orange filling in them instead of the usual white in the Halloween Oreos. And he was like, nope, Grandpa, don't want orange ones. But then he took one and ate it, and they were apparently okay because he proceeded to eat five of them. So you got to get past that color thing. But that's the best I can do for you today. Sam Pugliano and his orchestra. Here's the Teresa Polka. See, again, I envision people actually dancing while that one plays. Teresa Polka, Sam Pugliano and his orchestra. And here with Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, every week right here. Well, I'm right here, and you're right there. And hopefully every week you're right there when I'm right here at the same time so that we're all here doing the same thing, listening to these great old records. So glad you're with us. Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys over here at turntable number two. This record is what we call a JBS. That is an abbreviation I just made up, a JBS. That's a Jukebox Survivor. As a record that's been in the jukebox, that's well-worn and real grungy, and it's kind of coated in cigarette smoke from being in a jukebox in a bar or a club somewhere back in the good old days. And the record plays anyway, because that's the way they used to build them. You know, CDs don't do that. Records, though, you know, they get grungy enough. You can just put a penny on the tone arm and they'll still play. Here's Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys, and everyone knows the Julita Polka.
I got a girlfriend, she calls me honey. We go taverns to spend her money. Boya Julida, Boya Julida, Boya Julida, she's the one for me. Hey! my honey, she's got the money. Voya Julaida, Voya Julaida, Voya Julaida, she's the one for me. Moya Julaida, Moya Julaida, she's the one for me.
There you go, Lil Wally with Lucky Harmony Boys there. And the Julaida Polka, this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with us for another one. Myron Florin over here with a tune I normally play the other side. Because I have him doing It's a Small World, and I may think of little kids singing it at Disneyland. And I'm like, that can't be a polka. But it is. So we're going to have that side this time around, instead of whatever it is on the other side, but I normally skip this side. So let's do it for all you Disney fans out there. It's a Small World. It's Myron Florin. There you go, huh? Makes you feel like you're at that parade at Disney World, doesn't it? Myron Florin there, and It's a Small World on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with us today, listening to the records. Maybe you're dancing, huh? What are we? We're halfway through the show here, and I haven't even found a waltz yet. I always run into trouble with that. I gotta be a little more careful, but I do have the ample airs here. You gotta be careful with the ample airs, because there are some records that are the ample airs, one word, and then there's some records that are the ample airs, two words with a dash in the middle, and it always makes me wonder if it's two different bands with the same name and they're just spelling it different. That's the kind of thing a guy should research, you know? Anyway, here's the Merry Mind Polka. It's the ample airs in two words with a dash. There you go. The Merry Mind Polka. That is the Ample Airs here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. What the heck is going on out there anyway? I'm just watching other people. There's a stray dog down at the front door. Actually, it's not really stray. I know whose it is. This dog keeps getting out. They keep insisting their dog must be some sort of a magician. That is the kind of act you could sell, I'm telling you. Anyway, you're in tune with Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us again. I just went through the whole stack of records that I pulled for today's show. There's not one waltz in here. What is with that, huh? So while you're listening to the Waddling Duck Polka by Eddie Habat and the orchestra, I'm going back to the record shelf, find us a waltz, because we need one, you know. Man, that is pretty snappy music for a waddling duck. Waddling Duck Polka there, Eddie Habat and the orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I knew we had to have a waltz in here. So I went and got one. So waltzers, if you're ready. Are you ready? We'll slow it down a little bit here. We have the Shimoleski Brothers, one of the many iterations of the Shimoleski Funtime Band, the Shimoleski Family Band, all the other Shimoleski groups and names that they've used over the years. This is the I Wanna Live Waltz. And that's what it is. I wanna, not I want to. I wanna live waltz. I just want to make sure that it's not my poor diction. It's actually the name of the song. I Wanna Live Waltz. It's the Shimoleski Brothers.
I wanna. They want all the love this life has to give. They want a smile and be friendly with you. They want to live and let you listen to.
There you go, Shemaleski Brothers there. We want to live here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out for another show. Remember now, when you listen to these shows, we always play nothing but records on the show, which is why sometimes they sound a little scratchy, because sometimes they are a little scratchy. We call that patina around here. Yes, you bet we do. It's rare that I ever play a song that I can pass off as one for anyone who's celebrating a birthday. A couple of times a year, maybe, I stumble on one of the birthday polkas. And I always like to say that if you have celebrated the birthday this year, then this song is for you. Here's the Big Ben Banjo Band. I thought that'd be easy to say, and that didn't work out at all. The Big Ben Banjo Band, it's the Happy Birthday Polka. There you go, the Big Ben Banjo Band and the Happy Birthday Polka. Hey, I got it out that time. Right here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Here's a band we don't hear very often. It's Little Joe's Dance Band and the Esperanza Polka. Again, I see you dancing. I don't know if anybody is, but I do. I play a lot of these records, and I envision, you know, people like at the Bellray Ballroom in Mounds View, Minnesota, twirling around out there on the dance floor. It's a weird thing. You have to be able to visualize the songs, I guess. Anyway, Little Joe's Dance Band there. That's the Esperanza Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And now it's the Polka Dots, and it's Give Me a Little Kiss. Out there and give me a little kiss here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show, and that is the what does that say? The Novak sisters doing the singing. Is that what that says? Wait a minute, I'm prepared. I have an extra pair of reading glasses with me today, which means if I put on two pair, I can read those little words. It's the Nowak sisters, NOWAK. That is not a V. So it's nice to be accurate, and by having a second pair of reading glasses here, I can do it, by golly. Now, I've had this Frankie Yankovic record sitting here on the counter for a couple of weeks, and I thought, have I already played this, and I'm waiting to put it away, like in the last couple of shows? I don't think so. And I thought, well, I'll just play it, and then I know I can put it away. So here's Frank and the Baby Doll Polka.
Sweetheart now.
baby doll. Don't you leave me, oh baby doll. You're my sweetheart now.
All right, there you go. That is Mr. Yankovic to you and the Baby Doll Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Have you looked at the clock lately? We're just about out of time for another show. Maybe a couple of more records to get in here. And, oh, yeah, we got to do this, too.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, got time probably for a couple of more tunes here in the Yumpa Hour this week, so hang in there. Is it appropriate to go out on a couple of old oldies that are really old? Because these are records on the old Dana record label. They put out a whole bunch, maybe it's Dana, I don't know, a whole bunch of great polka records, even in the 40s on 78s. And a lot of these 45s I have are reissues of stuff they had out on the Shellac 78s. So these are old oldies that are really old. And that doesn't mean you have to feel old if you remember when they were new. But I have the Shoemaker Polka, Walter Domkowski and his Polka Kings of Philadelphia. And I got an old Johnny Bamba record here I think we're going to try to squeeze in too. So let's see if that works out, huh?
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go there. I told you we'd squeak in a couple of these holy but goodies there from the Dana record label before we wrap it up. Walter Dombrowski, or Dumkowski there, got to get it right. And his Polka Kings of Philadelphia is what it says. So that, does that mean there are polka kings from all the different cities? I do not know the answer to these questions, but let's see if we can't go out on a, on another JBS. It's a Jukebox Survivor. It's an old Johnny Bomba record, and it's called the Modern Times Polka to wrap things up here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Johnny Bomba and the orchestra there, the Modern Times Polka, puts a wrap on this week's edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Look at that. I even got a couple of records left week. Just like they do with that sourdough stuff, I'm going to use those records for starter records for next week.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back next week to do it again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.